beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now.
Hello, beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett, and you are listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience love and light every first and third Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, where we will be discussing sharing love and light, vibration and consciousness on the planet. We will also have some of the most amazing guests sharing their experience, strength, and hope with sharing love and light, vibration and consciousness on the planet. Today, we will be discussing sharing love and light and how this can help shift the vibration and consciousness on the planet. So why do we need to shift the vibration and consciousness on the planet? Well, let's look at the past year with the pandemic, with so much conflicting information, with so much polarity and hatred. How many of us are not even sure who or what to believe, leaving us in a state of uncertainty and fear? How many of us are faced with increased financial insecurity? How many of us are becoming more and more aware of a world filled with violence, disease, control, censorship, and greed? How many of us are feeling stressed out, anxious, and even helpless and hopeless? The current state of our collective consciousness is one of a lower vibration of greed, fear, anger, shame, guilt, intolerance, misuse of power, control, and violence. It's been this way in our collective consciousness for a long time now. Is there a way out? Can we shift our vibration and consciousness no matter what is going on outside of us? I would say yes. Let's take Viktor Frankl, for example. Viktor Frankl was an Austrian neurologist, psychiatrist, philosopher, author, and Holocaust survivor. He's well known for his autobiographical Man's Search for Meaning, a best-selling book based on his experiences in various Nazi concentration camps. In 1942, just 9 months after marrying his wife, Frankl and his whole family were sent to concentration camp. Frankl suffered many losses and a lot of humiliation. He spent a total of 3 years in 4 different concentration camps, including the worst, Auschwitz. Frankl concludes in his book that the meaning of life is found in every moment of living. Life never ceases to have meaning, even in suffering and in death. It is an inner choice to have a positive mental attitude. And it is that positive mental attitude that made a difference for him and many others in concentration camp. He helped many people, even after he survived, was rescued, and published this book. He helped many, many people to find and pursue self-defined meaning in their own life. He taught us self-actualization. What I take from this is that we have the power within each of us, and many of us are waking up to this power. as a planet, as human beings, we have been through times like these in the past. Our current state of collective consciousness is not new. We are waking up and seeing it. Fear, stress, anxiety, depression, anger, control, censorship, illness, reactivity, victim mentality, and feeling powerless. We have an opportunity to change. We have an opportunity to create something new. We are beginning to wake up. We are waking up to our connectedness, to our oneness. We are beginning to understand that we are spirit having a human experience, that we are energy beings and we are made of vibration and frequency. We are evolving. Many of us believe we chose to be here at this time to help shift an entire collective consciousness. The increased light on the planet is revealing the shadows and the darkness in ourselves and in our collective consciousness so we can wake up, heal, and change. There is an opportunity here for us to shift into a new paradigm in a new positive direction. That's going to begin with each individual within each of us, deep down in the place that we live. We are waking up. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. We've been facing this many times in the past, and yet history shows us through an example of Viktor Frankl and many others throughout history that we can take anything like this and transmute it into something positive and hopefully into a whole new paradigm shift where we can live from our heart center, from our hearts, in a positive new direction. We have been discussing the current state of the collective consciousness. And now we have that opportunity to shift vibration and consciousness on the planet. Let's take a short break. And when we return, we will discuss how sharing love and light can make a difference.
Time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Ascending with the Arcturians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. I can be reached at my website, ascension-activation.mailchimpsites.com, and on my Facebook page at facebook.com/activate777. Earlier, we were talking about the current state of our collective consciousness and how this new energy presents an opportunity for us to shift into a new paradigm. How many of us are waking up and discovering we are all connected? We are spirit having a human experience. We're finding out more and more. And even having studies done that are proving in science that we are energy, vibration, and frequency. How many of us are waking up to find that we're here for purpose? We are learning the lessons Viktor Frankl showed us. We do have the power within to overcome any circumstances through our own meaning-making and self-actualization. We can tap deep down within ourselves and find that strength to get through anything and to transmute some of the worst into the best. So how can sharing love and light help? Can one person make a difference? There is a famous quote by Margaret Mead that sums it up. Margaret Mead was a woman who was ahead of her times. She was an American anthropologist born in 1901, best known for her studies of the peoples of the Oceania. She commented on a wide array of societal issues such as women's rights, nuclear proliferation, race relations, environmental pollution, and world hunger. One of her famous social movements quotes is, I quote, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." What that says to me is that every person counts. Each individual person and each small group makes a difference. As each person heals, as each person raises their own vibration, the focus on themselves and their own vibration and frequency, as each individual person shifts from fear to love, so does the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet. Imagine one person shares love and light with 20 people. Now we have 20 lights on the earth shining in that darkness. 20 people each share it with 20 more people. Now we have 400 people shining their light in the darkness. Each of those 400 people share it with 20 people. Now we already have 8,000 people shining their light on the planet in the collective consciousness. Those 800 people share their light with 20 people. And now we've got this super shining 160,000 people shining their love and light on the planet. And imagine how much more as each of those share their love and light with 20 people. The love and light spreads through the collective consciousness, one person at a time. Each person makes a difference. By healing ourselves, shifting, taking our power back, raising our vibration, it helps to raise the vibration and consciousness on the planet. Every human being makes a difference. Do not think that your experience is not enough. For in fact, it is. It is the way that we can shift into a new light, into a new paradigm, into a new vibration and consciousness for the collective. And we don't even have to force people to understand or make them see our point of view. It's a beautiful thing, because what we're doing is shifting ourselves, and then we become that beacon of light. And when we live our lives demonstrating love, choosing love over fear, and sharing our light and love with others, we demonstrate in our daily living this new paradigm shift to others. And when we come together in small groups, it is a powerful, powerful experience of all of that light together. There are infinite ways we each heal. We step into love energy. We choose the love over fear and learn to shine our light. We have infinite, infinite ways that we do this. Many different paths that many of us go down, where we shift from that darkness and fear into light and love. Keeping in mind that throughout history, we have seen these type of change happen in our world, where one person increases their light, shares their light with others, spreads it on other people, and one person at a time shares it with another person, who then shares it with other people, who then share it with other people. And before you know it, we have that large amount of light shining on our planet. We already have a lot of this. We can create more. Now is the time to step out if you're feeling that stirring, if you're feeling that call, even if you're hitting that bottom and you're in the worst place that you've ever been and you're feeling fear and you're seeing all this negativity, there is hope within that. And it is deep down in each and every one of us where we can tap in and shift from fear to love, to shift out of the darkness and into that light. There are so many ways we can go about healing ourselves, shifting that energy, taking our power back, and raising our vibration. All of this, when it's one person at a time, each individual, we are all connected. We are all energy. And we are discovering, slowly but surely, we are all connected. And so as each individual shifts for themselves, it helps to raise that collective vibration and consciousness. So I will say again, the main point, every human being, each individual, yes, that means you, can make a difference. When we live our lives demonstrating that love and light, we become that beacon of light for others. Let's take a short break. And when we return, I will share my story of shifting from darkness and fears into light and love.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
back. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with your host, Kimberly Barrett. We are talking about sharing love and light, shifting vibration and consciousness on the planet. We are going to talk about how I personally shifted from the darkness and fear into light and love, and how my story can help others to make that shift. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. I can be reached through my website, ascension-activation.mailchimpsites.com, or my Facebook page, facebook.com/activate777. You can also reach me through the website, spelling out Sharing Love and A-N-D Light Show.com. I wanted to let everyone know I am a Blue Star Celestial Healing Master, and I am offering a special for my Sharing Love and Light listeners only. For more information, check out my website under Blue Star Activations. If you decide to sign up, use the code LOVELIGHT. It's lowercase letters spelling out love and light, or love light, LOVELIGHT, love light, for the discount. Now let's get to my story. Starting out, I grew up in poverty in many ways, and then my dad worked his way out of that poverty over time. I experienced physical and sexual trauma in my early years. The only relief I could find at the time was in alcohol, which only made things worse. At the age of 27, I had hit a massive bottom. I was batting zero in every area of my life. I'm not kidding. I was suicidal, only I just couldn't do it. And I was out of answers. I was between a rock and a hard place and felt hopeless and helpless. There was a woman in my life at the time who was a beacon of light for me. She had that love and light that no matter what happened in her life, and she had come from a very, very rough growing up as well. And what she did for me when I was in all of that ugliness, the alcohol, the suicidal thoughts, the being out of answers, the hitting the bottom, she offered her love and shined her light for me. She never fixed anything for me. What she did was she demonstrated in her own life. And when she had opportunities, she helped me to see. Even though at the time, I was pretty blind and couldn't see very well, she was unconditional love and gave me the book Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain. I started out of desperation doing the exercises contained in that book. I did not know at the time how powerful the connection to source or to a God of my understanding, which I didn't have at the time, and how powerful the manifestation techniques were until years later when I looked back in retrospect. I was able to get the help I needed with the alcohol abuse and was able to begin to put my life back together. Then I was introduced to mindfulness in Bethesda, Maryland, with Tara Brock, mindfulness teacher and psychotherapist who wrote the book Radical Acceptance. Mindfulness changed my life, helped me to get better, However, 10 years later, I was sober. I had moments of peace, and I was still riddled with fear, stress, anxiety, depression, sometimes panic attacks, binge eating disorder, and codependency. I met another woman who was a beacon of light for me, who taught me how to not only identify the thoughts in my mind, but how to change them. She taught me that I had a choice, just like Viktor Frankl, that I had a choice to choose a positive mindset, or even start with a neutral mindset and find my way to the positive. She introduced me to Eckhart Tolle and the power of now. You know, Eckhart Tolle's story was that he was homeless. He woke up to the truth of existence and oneness and energy and consciousness and living, fully present in the now, all of his needs being met, even though at the time he had been homeless. He dropped all the other stuff and went into a new level of consciousness, and then went on to write a book, bestseller, about living in the now. How to work with energy and how to overcome codependency were the other things that she taught me. She taught me how to bubble myself before going out into the world. She taught me how to cleanse energy off of myself when I had been in too much negativity or around too much negativity. And she taught me how to overcome a lot of that codependency. She even introduced me to more manifestation techniques, not just by telling me about them. She was a beacon of light who demonstrated this in her life. She walked the talk. She lived it. She was not perfect, and yet she continued to choose love over fear and to choose the light over darkness. I began to walk down that path. Then in 2010, I met another beacon of light out of synchronicity meeting. She was a quantum energy healer, and I had a major quantum energy healing that changed my whole life. I woke up at that time even more to my psychic medium, empathic, and energy healer gifts. We had cleared out some of the karma that was causing a lot of trouble for me. And she taught me to begin to live what I call an intuitively inspired life. I began to create my own life on purpose. And I woke up to my purpose and life mission. When 2012 hit, I felt that vibration and consciousness shift in our planet and became excited. It has been an amazing journey since then. As my own vibration and consciousness continues to shift, I am guided to the understanding that as we each heal and grow individually, it helps us to heal the collective consciousness. We are all connected. We are oneness. I wanted to share what I learned with others. When the pandemic hit, I noticed the increase in negativity on social media, and I received an intuitive message to become a beacon of light for others, just like the women in my life had done for me. I turned my personal Facebook page into an avenue to share love and light, not allowing any negativity on my page, not sharing negativity on my page, keeping it in love and light messages. Then I had this message that scared me, so I had to overcome the fear and do it anyway. I received an intuitive message to start doing Facebook Lives every day for the month of January in 2021. Because our world, and particularly our Facebook at the time, needed some love and light spread on it. I did not enter it knowing what was going to come of it. I didn't care who was going to be watching it. I even chose to do it on my public Facebook page with family members and old high school people that knew me and college people that knew me on there, not just people that are in my metaphysical community. And I started sharing Facebook Love, is what I called it. I would come on and I would say, I'm Kimberly Barrett, and I'm here to share some Facebook love. Welcome to Facebook Love. And I did this every day, sharing skills, tools, readings, and channeling to help people shift from fear to love, to help people cope when we're in stress and anxiety and fear, sharing light messages that were shared with me, that come through me every day, and that help me stay in that higher place. Sharing an understanding that we are, and I have learned this from many people in my life, but I will give credit first to Brian Ridgway. And Brian Ridgway is a light worker who wrote a book about breaking your self-help problem. And what he teaches is that we are all infinite, unlimited energy projecting out into an infinite, unlimited environment. And he taught me to take 100% responsibility for everything in my life without any guilt, shame, or blame. So I started sharing any of the skills I've learned over the years, whether it was from a 12-step program, counseling skills, because I am a licensed clinical social worker and I've worked in medical social work as well as substance abuse and mental health with dialectical behavioral therapy over the years. Many tools I've picked up over the years, spiritual tools and also practical tools. I have done readings on this Facebook Love, and then one day just let go and started channeling my guides and the messages, the light messages that were coming through to help with the shift from fear to love. I had come out, and I continue to say this, as a wounded healer. I know that darkness. I have lived in this darkness. Even in the past couple of weeks, I have witnessed things in my own life, things around me, and I have had to keep what we have been talking about this show in my heart and in my life. Walk the talk, not just share it with others, to demonstrate shifting into that love and light. I helped others and I continue to help others. I was surprised by Facebook Love because after halfway through the month, people started reaching out to me and telling me their experiences and sharing how helpful it was to them. And they too, many of them, started sharing their light and love, becoming beacons of lights themselves. Each individual, then I just really felt like I want to share with as many people as I possibly can this beautiful love and light and these beautiful people in my life, their stories of love and light, how that applies to what we're talking about. As I helped others and watched them help others, the light grew brighter. The community on Facebook, the community in my life grew brighter. I've come to believe that my mission and purpose in life is to share that love and light with as many people as possible in the hopes that they too will share this love and light with others. How that affects the collective consciousness is what we've been talking about. One woman shared with me and demonstrated around me. I wanted what she had. I started hanging around her because she was just that beacon of light. Other people have come into my life and have become beacons of light and shared their love and light. I have, from there, been able to, one person at a time, sometimes a few people at a time, been able to share and make those shifts. It is the most amazing thing to watch someone who is not awake and is living in that darkness, and that light is practically gone out in their eyes, to watch that light come back on in any way possible. As one person at a time continues to shift and change, it creates a shift and change in our collective consciousness, because we are all in this energy soup together. On that note, let's take a short break. And when we return, we will wrap up our discussion of sharing love and light, vibration, and consciousness on the planet.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette, and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClay generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift Podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. this podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with your host, Kimberly Barrett. We have been talking about the current state of the collective consciousness on our planet, how sharing our love and light can help make positive shifts in our vibration and our collective consciousness on our planet. Before we sum it up, I want to remind you how you can contact me. You can reach me through the website ascension-activation.mailchimpsite.com, or you can reach me on my Facebook page. That is facebook.com/activation777. So we are talking about this current state of collective consciousness and how sharing our love and light can make some positive shifts in that collective vibration and collective consciousness. That maybe this is even an amazing opportunity to have a complete paradigm shift on our planet. Many of us are waking up and becoming more aware of the fear consciousness and lower vibrations that have been on our planet for eons. Fear, stress, control, shame, guilt, victim mentality, anxiety, trauma, inequalities, violence, and anger are rampant on our planet. I believe there is hope for us as human beings. The energies are shifting. There is more and more light on the planet, helping to reveal the darkness and the shadows in ourselves and in our collective consciousness, so we can heal and shift. There is an increase in light and love on our planet. We have an opportunity here to create the world we want. We are shifting and evolving into a new paradigm, a new age, a new planet on this earth. Each individual person can contribute to the shift in the collective. As the individual shifts, so does the collective consciousness. We are all connected and we are waking up. It is our birthright to live in love and light. The divine love is meant for each of us, and the light that brings truth and reveals what is no longer working for us so we can make that change. There are infinite ways we can shine love and light and make those shifts in the vibration and the consciousness on our planet. This is what we're going to be doing on our show. We will be talking about many topics that relate to making that shift in the collective, whether it's in the vibration or in our consciousness. We're going to talk about the many ways we can do this. We're going to talk about when we bump into those difficulties, what can we do to help ourselves so that we can then shine our light and help others. We have talked about Viktor Frankl finding himself in concentration camp. In the worst case scenarios, there are stories about him talking about, you know, you have awakened to a new level of consciousness within yourself. The one thing no one can take from you is that place deep down within you and that decision you make on how you are going to respond to whatever is going on. And so he said, you know that you are really going to higher levels of consciousness when you can find the beauty, the appreciation in a bowl of dirty water with a fish head in it for dinner. Not many of us can reach those levels of Viktor Frankl. Some of us already have. I believe that each of us can look into whatever the darkness or the shadows are, and we can find a way to heal and shift. We're going to talk about that here on Sharing Love and Light. We're going to talk about how we can continue to make those shifts on our planet, an evolution we are in. Each individual can contribute to that shift in the collective. I will also be bringing on beautiful, beautiful beacons of light to share their stories and share their skills and tools in ways that we can move forward, heal, and shift during these times. I will say it again. It is our birthright to live in love and light. I also believe that love is not a verb. Love is not a verb, and that is what makes it unconditional. Love is an energy. Love is a state of consciousness. Love is an energy that surrounds all of us, and we can tap into that at any time. There are infinite ways we can shine that love and light and make those shifts in our vibration, in our consciousness on the planet. We are being called to increase the love and light within ourselves. I will quote Abraham Hicks. Abraham Hicks is a group of collective consciousness that are non-physical beings who are channeled through by a woman named Esther Hicks. She wrote a book in the beginning called Ask and It Is Given. It can help you wake up if you are interested in checking that book out. I suggest that's a great idea. One of the places to start, along with Shakti Gawain's creative visualization. And they say that we look into the contrast. We see that contrast, and immediately what is birthed out of it in our energy is something new that's amazing and better. Our job is to shift our energy and shift ourselves toward that something new and that something better. But that is a topic for another day. Again, we are being called to increase the love and light on our planet. within ourselves, within each other, by one person at a time, becoming a beacon of light. Join me every first and third Tuesday on the Sharing Love and Light show as we share love and light, consciousness, and vibration on the planet. Until next time, I send out lots of love, virtual hugs to everyone out there. Love, light, and beautiful loving energy to all my listeners today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light show, vibration and consciousness on the planet with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb, it is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.